Amazon is planning to cut hundreds of jobs at its Seattle headquarters and elsewhere in a surprising move from a company that has been rapidly expanding for years. The news was first reported by the Seattle Times, which said Amazon is aiming to streamline its consumer retail business. For a look at this and other tech news, we're joined now by Ina Fried. She's chief technology correspondent for Axios. Ina, welcome back.
Good to be here, Jeremy.
And these hundreds of jobs make up just a fraction of Amazon's workforce of more than 500,000. But this is a company that's been growing for years and they want to open a second headquarters. What's going on?
Yeah, and they still are growing. I mean, they have thousands of open jobs. I mean, this is a company that's still swallowing whole industries. But, you know, it's a sign any company that grows fast, you know, I think it's prudent to purely kind of look at, you know, what is everyone doing? And there probably are people whose jobs aren't as relevant as they once were. So, you know, you see this at Microsoft and Facebook and other companies that are still growing fast, but also kind of rethinking some of what they do. So I think it's a sign of maturity, not of a slowdown.
But overall, Amazon is doing still very well right now.
Yeah, I mean, their growth in their core businesses has been very strong, and they've been, as I mentioned, swallowing whole industries. So not only did they buy Whole Foods, which kind of everyone noticed, but they're moving into other areas, healthcare. There's a report from the Wall Street Journal today that they're looking at how can they supply more goods to hospitals. This is a company that is always looking at what are the next really big opportunities and has been executing extremely well on that.
And one of them is that Amazon wants to get into package delivery for businesses competing with companies like UPS and FedEx. Tell us what they're looking at there.
Sure. So Amazon has already been one of the biggest customers for the Postal Service as well as express delivery companies. And they've struggled with, you know, do they just rely on those companies? Do they do delivery on their own? And so increasingly, just to meet their own business needs, they've been delivering packages on their own. And so I think it's a logical next step that once you're delivering a ton of your own packages, why not deliver packages for others? And we've seen Amazon do this before. If you look at their web services business, that's a huge billion-dollar business that grew out of Amazon had its own web services to power its site, and why not offer those to others? So we've seen Amazon build first for itself, but then look if there's other markets to buy the services it needs already for itself.
Some other tech stories I want to get your thoughts on, starting with Facebook, which says it lost about 2.8 million users in the U.S. last year. What's going on there?
So there's a couple things going on, and this is obviously a big deal for Facebook. They're in the crosshairs of a lot of things right now, certainly under fire for fake news and for, you know, exacerbating the filter bubble and all these complaints. I think there's two things going on. I think core Facebook has an issue that they are well aware of and deal with pretty well, which is their user base gets older. Social networks are always kind of tied to a generational thing. And Facebook has done a really good job. It's why they bought WhatsApp. It's why they bought Instagram, of recognizing that, you know, my kids aren't going to use the same social network I do, at least not when they're teenagers. So that's the sort of known problem. I think the problem that's new for them is this issue of, it's just not as fun as it was when we were looking at our friends' baby pictures, like hearing people's political rant. You know, it's exhausting, and I want to break from it. Facebook used to be that break, and now they're just another place where I am inundated with the divisive social issues of the time. And that's a challenge for Facebook.
But probably still the social media network with the best financial situation, would you say, or is that not right?
For sure. I mean, Facebook, you know, unless you're going to count Google in that category,
right.
I mean, Facebook and Google get the lion's share of all the advertising dollars. It's where people spend a ton of time. So it's very concerning, obviously, if people are spending less time or fewer people are going to the site because that's less advertising inventory to sell. But Facebook has done extremely well at both monetizing its site and, you know, really capturing the lion's share of the dollars in social networking.
Meanwhile, Apple got some good news. Estimates say it shipped about 8 million smartwatches last quarter. That makes it one of the largest of any watchmakers in the world.
It does, although I still put this in the niche category. I mean, they sell more than the Swiss watchmakers, but the Swiss watches sell for a whole lot more, at least the high-end ones. You know, nothing to sneeze at. They've grown this business steadily. It's growing faster. I think more people are picking these up. I do think there's still a challenge for Apple and Fitbit and others of taking these from nice-to-haves to truly compelling devices. And I think you're seeing Apple and Fitbit both push harder into the healthcare arena, really seeing that as the way that these things become a must-wear accessory.
But you're saying they're not there yet. They're still a niche category.
I think so. I think most of the uses, you know, counting steps, tracking sleep, running some apps, getting some notifications, these are nice things. But I think when they can help people manage chronic health conditions, that's when things really shift. Fitbit today announced it's buying a Boston-based health startup, in part because of this. And both Apple and Fitbit have been working hard to find true medical uses for these devices.
That's Ina Fried, chief technology correspondent for Axios, joining us from San Francisco. Ina, thank you.
Thanks.